Remember, that's the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion. And you know what? As a church, we're just trying to live that out the best way possible. And so I'm thankful. We are called to pray. We are called to give. We are called to go. But we are also called as a church to send. And send pastors, send church planters, send missionaries, send each of you into your jobs and into your neighborhoods. We are called to send people to make disciples. Amen. So this next moment, we have the privilege to hear a special message from our founding pastor, Donna Barrett. And it's significant. And she is going to pray not only for Rockside, but for the new plant that's happening in Brooklyn, Ohio. So take a moment and look at the screen. That's pretty incredible to be able to have her speak to us today. And so I wanted that to be special for you guys and for us as a church. It's beautiful, beautiful day. I will really try to not get emotional, but I can't promise it. Because we're celebrating the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, a period of time in our world, and just so thankful for all that God has done in and through this church. And we're thankful for his people, and we're thankful for those that God has brought to us. When I first got here 7+ years ago, we were praying specifically, God, we need some team. And specifically in the area of worship, because the desire was to build and have multiple teams and be able to really get people to learn and grow. And it took months and months and months for God to connect us up with Pastors Jordan and Leah. And it has been a privilege the last 6 years to walk with them through the journey. It's tough in leadership, any kind of leadership, but we walked through COVID. We walked through all the political craziness of those years, and I'm so grateful. And so I'd like to invite you guys, if you guys would come up here. They're going to come up and down a few times, so come on up here. Yes. On behalf of Rockside Church and just my heart, we want to give them a blessing. Words and even like financial can't really say all that we want to say. We've had an amazing journey, all of us as a team. We really are blessed because a lot of times churches have turnover and we've been able to work together for the last 6 years. We celebrate literally October for them is 6 years of being here at Rockside, serving in different areas. Yes, let's give them a hand clap. And they have been not only amazing colleagues, but friends, and we have prayed together, we've cried together, we've been terrified together. Along with our other team, we have many other on our ministry team and on our pastoral staff. God has blessed us with an amazing church board and an amazing ministry team through the years. And so I'm so grateful. And so this is just a small token of our gratitude for you guys and for all that you've done. Thankfully, they're not moving away, and we're still going to have, like, relationships. So that feels good because it's not goodbye. It's just, hey, we're with you in this new journey. And so we love you guys, and we're so proud. You're not the same people that showed up. Well, none of us are, actually. I'm not even the same pastor. None of us are the same as we were 6 years ago, right? To God be the glory. And it's just the beginning, right? And we've got to be a part of that, and we'll be able to be partners in it as we watch what God does. But I wanted to give them a few moments just to be able to talk to you, to share with you. And then when they're done, I'm going to have them sit down, and then I'm going to move into our just kind of commissioning message. So, yeah, whatever you guys would like to share. There you go.
So, okay. All right. Here we go. Thanks, Gary.
And we match.
So I walk in today. Let's just address this off the...
Let's get it off, right?
Yeah, like, we did not coordinate this, okay? But we're a good team. We just know. Right. We don't even need to. We just know. Today's brown, black shirt. You know, if you didn't wear your glasses, you might be confused. You know, why did Pastor Michelle shave her head? No, it's not. It's me. So I want to read this. I was praying last night and just asking the Lord what to share with you all. And I just felt like I wanted to give an encouragement. And it's this. It's Romans 10, 13 through 15. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach to them unless they are sent? So here's the encouraging thing. We're gonna get there. Hang with me, okay? It requires sacrifice to send, right? We know this firsthand. Pastor Michelle, when we sat down a year ago, I saw it in your eyes. A lot of things are going to need to shift in order for this to happen, for us to be sent. And even for you all, as a church, like stepping in, filling in where needed, maybe for the parents in the room, helping your kids navigate, why are some of my friends not in kids' church anymore? That's sacrifice, staying flexible to a new season. Like for Pastor Michelle, like sacrificing, we had a team. We were a well-oiled machine and, you know, just surrendering that to the Lord, surrendering what's good for what's better, right? in 20 years, we're going to look back and say, this was hard. This was hard for us to leave our day jobs, to leave our church family, for our kids to adjust to a new routine. But in 20 years, in 30 years, in eternity, how will our obedience as a church, as a staff, as a couple, how will that affect eternity? So I just want to encourage you with that. Look at the big picture. Keep your eyes fixed towards Jesus. Right. We've been singing it all this morning because it's worth it. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone here. So I remember looking over my job description when I first got here, and I'm very analytical. I'm spreadsheets, and I'm like, okay, this is what I have to do. And then at the very bottom section of my job description, there's this. Rockside Church will be. So this is right after, Jordan, you're going to do these things, okay? Rockside Church will be your church family. We are good at loving, encouraging, building up, and caring for our family of faith. And I'm like, okay, well, that is really nice. And I hope they're not just saying that. But I can say after 6 years, like, you guys have been that for us and more. You guys have encouraged us. You've shown us grace. you've invested in us. You've invested in our kids. You've given us a heart of prayer, a heart for the nations, to see disciples being made. So I just want to thank you, and thank you, Pastor Michelle, for letting us grow into ourselves. Our first service here, you pulled me aside and you said, I don't need you to be anyone but you. And thanks for not putting me in a box and allowing me to grow. She didn't keep me in the worship box. She moved me over to the nursing home box, too. That was a fun box. And VBS box, that's real fun. There's confetti in that one. So just thank you. Thanks for inviting us into opportunities we weren't ready for yet. Thanks for teaching me how to figure out live stream during COVID. That was cool. And just caring for us as people, as a married couple, caring for Leah as not just an add-on, but that's as right. a pastor in her own right. Right. So I just appreciate you, and yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I'll share a little bit. I'm not as planned as my husband is, but, you know, that's just really the beauty of us and who we are and just those checks and balances for us. But, my encouragement for you guys today is thank you, first off, yes, for being a place where a young couple with young babies and literally had no idea what in the world we were getting ourselves into. Thank you for being not only generous but kind and really, really a pliable place for us to land. It was scary when we first came into this position, and it's scary us going out, but I know that we've gained such a solid family onto even where we're going next. But also just wanting to leave you with this. We sang a bunch of songs about looking up and being thankful and, you know, knowing that, you know, you look back and see the Lord's faithfulness, and you look ahead and know that he's able, and maybe you're in a space right now where you might not see that fully, or maybe you are in a place where you're like, absolutely, that's what it is. But no matter where you're at, know that when you look behind you, if you've been looking up and following the steps that he's ordered for you, if you look back, you will see all the things that he was aligning, whether you saw it or not. And if you look ahead, you'll have that faith. I was just sharing with a friend recent that you know, my faith was shaped by watching my parents in ministry and how God really showed up every single time no matter what the situation was for us, exactly at the time that we needed it, and whether that was in obedience or in trial or sickness or whatever, he always showed up every single time. So for you guys, yes, thank you for celebrating us and our obedience and God's faithfulness to us, but guess what? That same thing is here for each one of you in these seats and everybody who's listening online and maybe anyone who's listening to this later recorded. Each one of you has a plan that the Lord has for you, and each one of you has something that he's asking you, calling you in to be obedient to, and you can celebrate people's fruit that you get to see that the Lord gives them for their obedience. But what's even more cool is that you get to have your own fruit in your own obedience. So whatever that is, some of you might hear me say this and are thinking, oh man, like really, Jesus, you're really going to bring this up again? And for some of you might be like, I don't know what that could be. Find it, because it will be so much better than the things that you would have for yourself, and you will watch just the Lord's faithfulness and just the way that you'll blossom, and you'll gain mentors and friends and family that you would never have imagined in your wildest dreams. So my commission to you guys is that, what is the Lord calling you to be obedient in? And yes, while celebrating the good things and the fruit that the Lord has given to others in their obedience, what is it that you're being called to so that we can celebrate with you as well?
Amen. 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 Thank you, guys. You guys can be seated for now. We'll call you back up here momentarily. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. No worries. No worries. Oh, man. So good. Hun, would you grab the shepherd's hook over there? Today, it's not going to be a super long message, and I'm sorry, this is so tinny. Are you guys hearing that? Okay. Thank you. I got some gifts today that I'm going to be utilizing in. So as I was trying to figure out what to share on this kind of a day, the Lord just really brought me back to three things. The goal over the last few years, walking with Jordan and Leah in their pastoral journey, is to try to encourage and help them to walk in all that God has called them to be as ministers, as pastors. They're in the journey of their credentialing process. I know Jordan has his license, which is the second level. He'll be continuing on to ordination, and Leah's working on her license, and eventually will be working on the third level of credentialing at some point. But more than credentialing and more than education is the call that God has on the life of a minister. And today, the message I want to share with all of us, but it is focused for Jordan and Leah, it's called Empowered, Commissioned, and Sent. All right. So today, church family, this is sacred and this is significant. We are stepping into a divine act of sending. Just as the church in Antioch laid hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them out to plant new churches, we too are participating in God's ongoing mission. Amen. We are sending our beloved friends and fellow workers to establish a new expression of the gospel of the kingdom of God over in the Brooklyn area. Amazing. Fall of 2026, and by God's grace, a new church will be birthed. Isn't that beautiful? New life will come out of this process. We're going to walk with Jordan and Leah as a parent-affiliated church, so our church will bring some overlapping guidance and encouragement and cheering along the way. We'll bring some financial support and definitely prayer support along the way, right? So we're going to do this together. So this is not a casual farewell. This is a holy commissioning, and everyone that's here today is a part of that. It's an act of obedience to the Great Commission and a continuation of the story that God is writing through his church. Right? We all get to be a part of his church, the big church. Today, I will present three sacred symbols to Pastors Jordan and Leah: a towel, a shepherd's hook, and an anointing bottle of oil. These are reminders of the call and the spiritual realities that will sustain you through the next years and years to come. I know it well because these are the things that have sustained me and others who have mentored me. These symbols represent the journey of being empowered by the Spirit, commissioned by the church, and sent into the harvest. So let me share just a little bit today. The towel, all right? Commissioned to serve. We understand what the towel represents in the Bible, right? Jesus knelt down and took a towel and he began to wash the disciples' feet. The king of the universe, the creator of the world, knelt in humility and washed the disciples' feet. This towel represents servanthood, servant leadership. John 13, 14, and 15 says this, "And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you." You see, when Jesus chose a towel, he revealed what true leadership in the kingdom is like. When he could have chosen a throne, he instead knelt and served. So this towel that you, each of you will have, Jordan will have the black one, Leah will have the white one, but this is a symbol of commissioned servanthood. It reminds us that ministry is not about status or recognition, but about serving others with the same humility that Christ showed when he stooped down to wash the feet of the disciples. Church planting will test your guys' humility. It'll stretch your patience. It'll challenge your pride and refine your love. You'll serve in small, hidden ways long before you ever see big results. But the towel will remind you that every act of obedience, seen or unseen, reveals the heart of Jesus. So when you hold this towel or put it in your office or whatever you do with it, may you remember you are commissioned to serve, not to be served. You are sent to love, not to be noticed. And you're called to kneel. Even as you lead. Let this towel remind you that your calling is first to serve humbly, joyfully, thank you, and faithfully, just like Jesus. The second thing that I'm going to give you guys in a moment is the shepherd's hook. Represents being commissioned to lead. 1 Peter 5, 2 and 3 says, "Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you will get out of it, but because you're eager to serve God. Don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your good example." Not perfect example, thank goodness, right? By the grace of God. This shepherd's hook symbolizes commissioned leadership. It's not a tool of control, but an instrument of care and of grace. In the time of Jesus, shepherds were familiar across the hills and valleys of Judea. They lived among their sheep, leading them to still waters and guarding them from danger and tending to the wounded. This shepherd's hook was one of their most essential tools. Didn't look like much, but boy, was it valuable. It served two vital purposes, guiding and leading. The straight end right here, this was used to gently nudge the sheep along safe paths. Shepherds didn't drive their sheep from behind, but they led from the front. And their sheep recognized their voice and they followed. Likewise, as a pastor, you're not called to push people, but to lead by example and help them to hear the shepherd's voice for themselves. The other thing that's important about this shepherd hook is for rescuing and restoring. The curved in right here, this is the beautiful part, right? Was used to go ahead and lift up sheep when they were falling down, to be able to carefully restore them back to their feet. That was really important because once they've fallen and gotten, they call it cast, they can't get back up by themselves. So they need the shepherd to get them back on their feet again. The shepherd didn't strike the sheep. He reached with care to bring it back to its feet. And in the same way, you are called to reach for those who are hurting, wandering, or afraid, not to condemn them, but to restore them with grace and truth. The shepherd's hook was a sign of presence. A true shepherd stayed with the flock through long nights and storms and wild threats. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, and you will do the same." This shepherd's hook is a reminder to you to lay down your life for those who God has entrusted to your care. This symbol calls you to lead with integrity, all right, when no one is watching, to guide with compassion when people stumble, to give grace, to protect with courage when the flock is threatened, and to stay close to the flock, not above them, but among them. Let this shepherd's hook remind you that your calling is to lead with integrity, humility, and courage, and to be a faithful shepherd after God's heart. And the third thing is this, anointing oil represents being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Oil throughout the Bible was used primarily to symbolize setting apart, consecrating, and dedicating a person for holy purpose. It represents God's blessing, his favor, and his presence. Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This oil represents being empowered by the Holy Spirit, and you're going to need it every single day. I have one of these similar in my office, thanks to Miss Elaine. And every single day I anoint myself before I go out into the day because I recognize I cannot walk into the world without his anointing, without his presence. And so I wanted to get the same similar one that I was given and gift it to you guys, not only as a symbol, but to be able to use the anointing as you work with people, walk with people to freedom and to deliverance and to healing, for chains to be broken off. Amen. We believe when we pray and we anoint people that God does amazing things, and we're excited to see that in another expression in the Brooklyn community. Every church planter, every pastor, every follower of Jesus needs the anointing of God in their life, because without him, we can do nothing of eternal value. It doesn't matter. This church plant will not succeed because of charisma or clever ideas or even strategy alone. It will thrive only because the Holy Spirit and what he does in you and through you. Amen? Empowering each and every step. He will give you power to proclaim, wisdom to lead, endurance to persevere, and love to reach the lost. When you face opposition, you will. He will empower you. When you feel weary, you will. He will renew you. And when you need wisdom, which will be daily, he will speak clearly. The Holy Spirit walks with you, guides you, nurtures you, gives you what you need. And so may this oil remind you that the Holy Spirit will be with you always, guiding, empowering, sustaining the work that he has begun in you, that he is faithful to complete. Amen. And Pastor Jordan already mentioned this scripture, Romans 10:15, and so I'm going to mention it again. And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? This is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. So today we affirm that you are being sent, not just by this church, but by the Lord of the harvest himself. This is a sacred moment. You're stepping into a legacy of faith, joining generations of men and women who dared to believe that the gospel is still powerful, that the church is still God's plan, and that cities and people and families need Jesus. You guys go as ambassadors of the kingdom to plant, to water, and to trust God for growth. Your feet are beautiful, not because where they've been, but because of where they're going. Into the fields that are ripe with harvest. So what I'd like to do right now, Jordan and Leah, if you'd like to come, if you want to bring your kids, whatever works for you. Let's move this over here a little bit. Do you mind grabbing that over there? Thank you. All right, Pastor Jordan, I want to give you this towel. All right. Pastor Leah, I want to give you this towel. All right. And Pastor Jordan, I'm going to have you hold the staff. And Leah, you get the anointing bottle. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a prayer, and then we're going to invite the board, and then we're going to pray. All right. This is a commissioning prayer for our friends and our colleagues and those that are going out, and we're just so grateful. So why don't you bow your head, and I'm going to read this prayer, and then again, we're going to join in prayer in a moment as we pray for them. Lord Jesus, you are the head of the church and the sender of your people. Today, we set apart these servants for the holy work that you've called them to. May they walk with humility of the towel, the courage of the shepherd's hook, and in the power of the anointing oil. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Let signs and wonder follow. Let the lost be found, disciples be made, and your name be lifted high. We bless this new church and declare that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, so I'd like to invite the board up, please. And we're going to pray some individual prayers. Pastor Carlton's going to pray. Scott's going to pray. So if you guys want to take a step forward a little bit, and if you guys would get on the sides and behind. In a minute, Scott is going to lead us in prayer and then hand the mic to Pastor Carlton. And so, church, if you could do this, if you could stand, all right, because you guys want to be a part of this. You don't want to be missing out on this, an amazing moment to be able to send and be able to pray for our friends as they step out. And again, we're going to still be connected. We're going to hear all kinds of updates and, you know, but this is a moment for them as a family. It's a moment for us as a church and the legacy of faith of what God has called us to do. So if you could extend your hand as we pray, and if you could pray as well, all right, whatever the Lord leads on your heart, you guys go ahead and pray as well. So Scott, start us off, then Pastor Carlton, and then I will conclude us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you. And first of all, we look back and declare you have been faithful.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Over the past 23 years, you have been faithful. And we look ahead and declare that you are able. You're able to do this new thing that you've called Jordan and Leah to. And Lord, as we pray for this church plant, we declare that your will be done.
Yes.
We declare that there will be discernment and wisdom, that they will operate in your anointing. And Lord, we pray for the laborers, that they would come alongside, that there would be a commitment, not just enthusiasm, but a true, deep commitment and knowing of calling. And Lord, we pray that others would be drawn to this church, to the spiritual vitality that is in them. And Lord, we pray that there would be a diversity among this group, that you would bring in teachers, pastors, lay people, administrators, that the work would be done well. And Lord, we pray that you would give the church divine connections with those that need your word.
Thank you, Father.
The government, organizations, businesses, Lord, that you would bring people alongside them.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray for spiritual eyes that they would see the battle that they are in, that they would see strongholds come down in your name, and that lives would be free. We pray this and we bless them in Jesus' name.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And Father, as we lift Jordan and Leah, Caleb and Jace before you, Lord, we know that there's ministry that they're called to, but this is indeed a family. This is a man and a woman and their children. You always work through families, Lord. And so, Father, we pray for them, for their family as they journey forward, that you would keep and protect them. Lord, I pray in accordance with your word that no weapon formed against them would prosper, that you would keep them in good health. Lord, we pray for their physical health, their emotional health, their mental health, and their spiritual health, Lord, that they might be focused in every way on you and your purposes. Just keep them, O God, from the schemes of the enemy who would rise up against them. Protect them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for their finances, Lord, that they wouldn't be muzzled in any way while they threshed, Lord, but that they would have an abundance for that which is necessary, Lord, for their family, their home, their life together as a family. Lord, the daily needs that they will meet, may they do so, Lord, knowing that that provision is there for them, not distracted by worries nor concerns. I pray, Father, that you would keep Jordan and Leah in their marriage. Oh, Lord, in this time in particular, protect them. Be the third strand, oh God, in their marriage, that they might be of one mind and one heart, Lord, as not only they leave the church, but as they raise their children, as they go forward with the family. May their marriage be an example to those who are around them, oh God. Oh, Lord, keep them. May they keep you at the center, always, always fellowshipping around you and their commitment to you. Be the third strand in Jesus' name, I ask. And Father, I pray that as their covenant together in their marriage, may that extend to Caleb and to Jace. Pray over their children, Lord. There is an assault against the generations. And so, Lord, but you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May that which they carry be extended and manifest in their sons. Lord, may their sons grow to be pillars in your house, O God, that which you're doing in them be extended to these young boys who will become young men. Lord, we pray your covering, your protection, your provision, your blessing upon them in every way over this family. May they prosper in you as an example of your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we extend our hands, and Father, we pray right now for Pastor Jordan and Leah. And Father, we ask for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Yeah. Father, from the top of their heads to the bottoms of their feet, God, we pray right now in this moment, God, just that they sense the affirmation of you, God, what you have called them to do, that they are not alone, that you are walking with them, that you have given them all that they need to say yes in this moment. God, I pray right now that your encouragement would surround them. Lord, I pray as they are stepping out in faith, Lord, they are trusting you. God, I pray that their capacity to learn and to grow and to trust you just continues to get larger. God, I pray that you will unite them together as a team, as they both are ministers of the gospel, as they both love you. God, I pray that you'll continue to stir up the gifts that are in them. Amen. Father, things that they haven't even realized or things that they haven't even been able to dream of. Father, we ask in this next season, God, that you will use them in ways that are beyond anything that they ever thought of. God, we thank you for their obedience. We thank you for their yes. God, we thank you for the season that they've been here to be able to pour out your love and to love students and to be able to build worship teams and develop leaders. God, we thank you for all of those things. And God, I pray in this next season, God, that you will do a deep work in them. God, grow them as they're in this season of learning and growing and preparing for this church plant. God, grow them in this season to know you and love you more than they ever have. God, give them such a big heart, bigger than they already have for Brooklyn, for those that are wounded, for those that need to know your love. God, I pray that that capacity to reach the lost would even be greater. God, I thank you for Pastor Leah. I thank you for the gifts that are in her. Lord, I pray as she stands next to Jordan and he stands next to her as a team, God, that you will continue to pull out and to grow into her. God, what you've called her into this next season. Father, I pray, God, that that would be clear, her purpose and her plan and her part of what the team looks like. And for Pastor Jordan, God, I pray that you will give him all that he needs. God, that he will be sustained by you and you alone. Give him wisdom. Give him all that he needs for the decisions that need to be made each and every day, each and every week, Lord. And Father, we thank you that when you are for something, you take care of it. So God, for all the details, for all the planning, for all the building that's going to be going into this next year, God, give both of them the ability to lay it at your feet, to do the work that you've called them to, but then to trust the rest to you, Holy Spirit. So we pray for freshness. We pray, Lord, renew their hearts, renew their minds, renew the call that you've called them to. Remind them again, God, what you have called them to and the big picture of that. And God, how humility walks with them and the towel and the anointing oil and this shepherd's hook are all what you've called them to be and to be an example of. And God, I pray today in this moment that you're just marking their hearts, reminding them, encouraging them. God, I pray that they feel affirmed by you, Jesus, affirmed by this church. Father, that we send them out and say, we're not just saying goodbye, we're saying we are with you on the journey. We are with you in prayer. We're with you in heart. We're with you in finances. And we stand with you as a church plant ourselves, as you get ready to plant a church. We are with you. And so God, we love you. We thank you, Jesus, for the salvations. We thank you for the souls that are going to come to know you. We thank you for the disciples that are going to be made because of their yes and their obedience. So God, we give you glory. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing through Rockside Church. And God, I pray for all of us here today that you would challenge us, Father, that we would be ministers in our neighborhoods and at our churches. We'd be ministers at our workplace and in our family. God, that we would each step out into obedience to what you've called us to, whatever that looks like. Challenge us today, God, to follow your call into the great unknown. Father, grow our faith, expand our faith today. God, we love you, Jesus. We love the Nemitzes. And Father, we pray today just a blessing over their lives. We give it all to you, God. We trust you with all the details for the church plant. We trust you for all the details for here at Rockside Church. And God, to God be the glory. Amen. Great things he has done and he will still do. Amen, church. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap? Well, we love you guys. Caleb and Jace, we love you guys. It's been a joy to watch you grow up. JC, when you got here, you were in a little carrier. You were a little baby. And it's so great to see you guys grow into young men who love Jesus and to see the destiny on your lives. So we love the Nemitzes, and we're excited to celebrate with them. Please make sure today there's going to be some celebration, some cookies. Hug them. Make sure you get pictures, whatever that looks like. Don't leave today without celebrating with them a little bit. But it's a good day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And Rockside, our best days are ahead as well, as we do both things, right? We continue on the mission that God has called us here in this city, but as we also work and walk with them as they build a work of God in Brooklyn. So we're proud of you guys. We love you, and we're with you. Can we give a hand clap to this family? Amen and amen. Amen. All right, you guys are dismissed. Make sure we're going to celebrate and love and grateful for you guys. Aww.